A string of violent crimes, including the death of a woman and a four-year-old boy in an arson attack in County Offaly, have sparked renewed debate about drug-related intimidation. The head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau says they're actively targeting those involved in violence related to the drugs trade. Now, we'll be talking to him in just a moment. First, though, Limerick-based addiction counsellor Michael Geeran has been telling me about the scale of the problem.
Well, drugs-related intimidation and violence and general threatening behaviour seems to have escalated both in terms of its frequency and the amount of times that we hear about it, but it has also escalated in terms of its ferocity. So what we are finding now in services is that service users, people who are addicted, and families are coming to us and reporting greater levels of intimidation from the point of view of the number of interactions they have with people, but also the threats and some of the things that are carried out are completely disproportionate to what they would have been, say, 5 years ago.
It's one of the problems here that many of those who use cocaine don't really see it as a drug in the way that they might see heroin or whatever.
Yeah, there has undoubtedly been a normalisation in attitudes towards cocaine, probably going back nearly a decade now, where it's seen as being more socially acceptable than other things like opiates, counterfeit benzodiazepines and that kind of thing. And there are a group of people out there who use cocaine recreationally, who are otherwise law-abiding citizens, who see nothing at all wrong with it. And in actual fact, they are funding criminality and criminal activity. And they don't seem to be recognising this fact at all.
Drugs counsellor Michael Geeran in Limerick, the head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Now, a series of crimes. We had what happened in Clondalkin, what happened in Edenderry, what happened in Finglas over Christmas. I think it's fair to say that they've brought drug-related crime back into the news. So what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, Rachel, first of all, drug-related crime has always been in the news when it comes to An Garda Síochána. And in fact, I echo the comments from Michael in his piece there. And in fact, some of the matters he's saying are issues that I've raised previously in the past myself. So I suppose at the outset, it's important to explain to your listeners that thankfully in Ireland, there's still at least 80% of our population that don't use drugs and aren't involved in drugs. So this is an issue that's not going to arise for most people within this country. And we were still recognised internationally as one of the safest countries that's out there. But unfortunately, you know, the dangers of the normalisation of drug use or drug abuse, which is exactly as Michael explained as well, and a particular surrounding the use of cocaine, is something we need to be very, very conscious of. And we need to ensure, you know, that actually doesn't happen, because to comments made by Commissioner Kelly before Christmas that drug-related intimidation is part and parcel of drug business worldwide, it is fact. It's something we've been dealing with for many, many years. And in fact, even at government level, going as far back as 2009, National Drug Strategies, you know, drug-related intimidation was actually highlighted.
Tell us then about the people who are being targeted. Who tends to suffer?
Well, it's important to realise, first of all, drug-related intimidation will arise from casual drug use, because it all starts with casual drug use. And what we've been attempting to do in An Garda Síochána since 2021 in particular, you know, we've been trying to identify what crimes are being committed. We've been trying to encourage people to come forward to report this issue to us. And we've also been trying to identify when a crime is committed, if the reason that crime is committed, the modus operandi for it, is because, drug-related intimidation is the background issue.
Are they reluctant to get in touch with you because they fear the consequences of talking to the Gardaí?
There are situations where people are reluctant, and also maybe some of the people who are, you know, in the receiving end and being victims of drug-related intimidation have had dealings with An Garda Síochána in relation to criminal justice issues down through the past. But the important thing for us is we have had for over 15 years the drug-related intimidation reporting programme. We have dedicated officers in every division throughout Ireland, and the information and contact details for those officers is available online on the Garda website, garda.ie, and we're not judging anybody anybody in relation to this. You know, we need people to come forward to us on a confidential basis, you know, speaking to the properly trained officers who deal with this issue, you know, does not mean that we're going to escalate the threats or the issues that the people are dealing with. But from an Garda Síochána's perspective, we need to know who's carrying out these type of crimes. We are targeting those people. You know, if a person does not wish to pursue a criminal complaint to deal with the issue, you know, generally the people who are carrying out this crime, the data that we have at the moment, and it's limited data, would indicate that it's in the majority, it's males between the age of 18 and 24.
And in many cases as well, I mean, they would seem to be completely reckless.
Absolutely, yes. There's, you know, we talk about organised crime, and then there's disorganised crime and disorganised thuggery, and that's literally what this is. You know, most of this is actually being carried out by local thugs at local level, and it's quite low level in the criminal scale, that none of these people are going to become serious criminals going forward.
And do you have the resources then to tackle this in the way that it obviously needs to be tackled?
Yeah, well, this is not just being tackled by An Garda Síochána on our own, Rachel. So even the Department of Health has funded and is the lead for the DRIVE project. And anybody who's affected by this, I asked them also to look online at the drive.ie website, where there's a lot of information, multi-agency approach being taken towards this issue across communities all across Ireland, led by the Department of Health and coordinated with a national coordinator for a DRIVE project, but also directly linked into the local drugs and alcohol task forces, of which An Garda Síochána is involved in. There is a lot of supports for people out there. If we know who the people are who are committing this crime, absolutely An Garda Síochána can deal with it. You know, when we have the appropriate data, we've been able to deal over the last number of years with the drug-related violence, particularly in relation to organised crime-related murders. Once we have the data, we've been able to deal with domestic burglaries. We want to know who's carrying out these crimes. Please come forward to us. Please engage. And An Garda Síochána is capable of dealing with the issue.
Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, thank you for being with us this afternoon.